If you mention controversy in connection with the Tour de France these days, what might leap to mind is doping scandals that have brought down some of the biggest names in the sport, including the once seemingly untouchable Lance Armstrong. But this year, there's a controversy at the Tour that has nothing to do with illegal performance-enhancing drugs. Instead, it involves New Hampshire pro cyclist and Middlebury College graduate Ted King, who rides for the Cannondale team. Ted King was cut from competition after officials say he finished 7 seconds over the qualifying time limit, a figure that does not jibe with King's numbers, and there are other circumstances that led up to King's qualifying trial that have cycling enthusiasts debating whether or not King got a raw deal at the Tour. Well, we're speaking now about what happened at the Tour de France with Ted King, and Ted, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Now, we might want to explain to folks first that, you know, in these trial stages, racers must finish within 25% of the day's best time. That's in order to move on to the next stage. So a lot of times, you know, riders don't make the cut. But your particular ride in stage one of this Tour was, you know, it was pretty hectic. First of all, you separated your shoulder. How did that happen?
There's 198 guys on the first stage of the race. And towards the end of the race, it was becoming a pretty hectic sprint, which is standard, but, you know, it's just the nature of the sport. A couple guys went down in front of me, and with nowhere to go at 30 miles an hour, I went straight over them. And I'm allowed to continue on the race. It just tends to be a terribly painful process.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you did actually go ahead and finish. Now, you know, after this happened, there were some folks who sort of rallied to your cause. And one person wrote that decisions made by race organizers may have actually caused this injury. I mean, do you agree with that? And if so, what decisions is he talking about?
There are a lot of stories that swirl around before about just how big it is and how much of a circus it is. And it wasn't until I was there in the competition that I realized just how big it is. You know, it is our Super Bowl and our World Series for the sport of cycling, but it's also from a Mardi Gras, just huge. So somewhere amid all that confusion, each team has effectively a tour bus, and one of the team's buses was driving to the finish line, literally got hung up under the finish barrier just minutes before we were finishing. So there was a lot of frenetic changes at the last minute, and they announced over the race radio that the final, after racing 120 miles, that they were going to move the finish a mile sooner. And so it changes the pace of the race in the final few very hectic minutes. And so, you know, a lot of 11th-hour play calls by the race organization could have resulted in the crash, but I'm certainly not pointing fingers in that regard. You know, there's so many variables in the whole situation. So.
Yeah, you're not making excuses in that event. But as I understand it, the Tour does allow for organizers to list extenuating circumstances for riders that may not make the qualifying time. I mean, this happens every once in a while, right? Riders are given a break and some leeway here and there?
Sure, exactly. So then, as you were saying, you know, you have to finish within 25% of the winning time. So, you know, extenuating circumstances, I'm in effect racing with my separated shoulder. The winning pace on this stage four of the race was the fastest the stage in Tour de France history. So, yeah, I mean, with the accident that could potentially have happened as a result of the race organizer's decision, the speed of the race. I mean, there are a handful of circumstances that could have, and I'm not necessarily asking for it, you know, offered some extenuating circumstances to allow me to continue the race.
As I understand it, too, when you competed after, again, separating your shoulder, you were using a different kind of bike, one that's not as aerodynamic as a normal race bike. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
As a result of the separated shoulder, you sort of tuck up into an incredibly aerodynamic ball, and that position is something that I couldn't hold or maintain given the injury. So for the sake of comfort, I opted for a road bike.
Then we get to something that also is controversial, and this is the discrepancy with the time that the officials clocked and the time on, I guess, your personal meter. The officials had you coming in 7 seconds over the qualifying time limit, and you have a different number than that. What happened there?
Every bike has a monitor on it where they can, you know, come down to the hundredth of a second for a finishing time. We opted for the road bike. That bike ended up not having the transponder on it, so they don't have an exact time for me. Most guys race with a cycling computer on their bike to calculate speed and power and heart rate and all that sort of thing. And post-event, when I hook it up to my standard computer and I'm analyzing all the data, I see a time that is below the actual time limit. Unfortunately, it's not a piece of information that they can use as evidence, so to speak, because, you know, in theory, I could fake a file. I could basically, you know, 3 days before ride the exact same course at a pace below the time and then use that as evidence.
Yeah, and I know that this is not necessarily the kind of attention that you wanted with your first Tour de France, but amazingly, there has been a real outpouring of support for you. There's a Twitter hashtag, Let Ted Ride. I mean, a lot of people have come out and said that, you know, you got a raw deal here. I mean, has this helped you at all? What has that support meant to you, even though it didn't get you into the Tour de France this year?
It was almost beyond emotion. I mean, it encompassed so many just incredible, you know, feelings of support. I'm at a lack of words to describe it. It was just very heartwarming to see that level of support from all across the world.
Well, now you're back in New Hampshire, and I wonder about your plans for moving ahead. Do you think you'll try to compete in the Tour de France again, and what do you have coming up more locally as well?
Sure. I mean, so, right, the Tour de France is an annual event. I was thrilled to be part of it this current year, 2013. There will be more Tour de Frances. Fingers crossed, 2014, that's where we're going to be in July. The next few races I have coming up are in Utah and Colorado. So these races are in August, and I'll head out to the Rockies and do some altitude training before those races. I host a charity ride every fall. It's going to be October the 19th this year. And it's down here in southern New Hampshire, right outside of Exeter in Stratham, New Hampshire. And it benefits the Kremple Center. It's called the Kremple's King of the Road Challenge. You guys ride a bike, come on out. It's definitely not a race. It's just a fun community atmosphere.
Ted King is a professional cyclist from New Hampshire. You can follow his updates on his website, imtedking.com. Thanks so much for taking the time.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.